The Big Story from the Straits Times on Money FM 89.3.
I'm Olivia Kwe, coming to you live from the Straits Times newsroom. Now, 1,113 people in China have now died from the coronavirus. As the total number of infections climbs above 44,600. Japan still has the second highest number of confirmed cases, including the 174 coming from the Diamond Princess cruise ship docked off Yokohama. I'm now joined by one of the cruise ship's passengers, Matthew Smith. Now, Matthew and his wife, Catherine, have been stuck in their cabin for 1 week. So, Matthew, how have you been coping being holed up in your cabin for days on end? I understand that you and your wife are in a suite, but still, I can't imagine the experience has been very pleasant.
Yeah, it's getting a little tiring about now. We've actually managed to occupy our time in the last several days by speaking with members of the media from various places to keep them informed of what's going on here. So that's kind of keeping a manage on that has kind of kept my mind at least off the situation here.
But are you experiencing any cabin fever now that you're 7 days into this quarantine period?
Well, yeah, you can't help but feel a little bit of that. And I think Catherine even more so. We had already been on for 15 days and now we've been on another, now. So we're going on 3 weeks. And so it's like, okay, we're fine. Yeah, we're ready. Ready to get off, thank you.
But are passengers actually allowed to leave their rooms to get some fresh air? I understand that, you know, you're in a suite, but some cabins don't even have any windows.
Yeah, the interior cabins, which are quite small, and you're right, have no windows and no fresh air. They worked early on to get a rotation system set up where they can go outside for an hour at a time. And they have been doing that regularly now, moving back and forth through them. So everybody on the interior has had several opportunities to go outside, but you know, which is better than none, of course. But that's a tough thing for them because we've been in one of those interior rooms before, and that's a tiny space to be stuck in.
Right. What about your sustenance? How is the crew managing in terms of getting your food, water, and other drinks as well as medication?
Well, taking reverse order, the medication early on provided a list, an opportunity to submit a list of medicines that were needed. And my understanding is from the announcement from the captain the other day, they have 45 volunteer pharmacists on board to help with that. And we did get Catherine's medication a couple nights ago, I think. And so they're dealing with that. Obviously, it's difficult for them because the average age on the cruise is pretty, is up there, probably higher than our ages. And so, but they're doing a pretty good job on that. The food is no problem at all. They've managed a very good food service and are giving us plenty to eat and two huge large bottles of bottled water every day. So those are not issues at all with us.
Oh, that's good to hear. I guess a first world problem, but you mentioned earlier off air that the internet has been very spotty. So how have you been managing to spend your days?
It's well, up to now, it's been fairly good and fairly consistent. The captain has informed us that the ship has more bandwidth than any ship in the world. But at the same time, it has more actual users than any ship in the world as well. So he keeps us updated and tells us they're constantly working on trying to steady it. And so up till today, it's been fairly good. So we spend a lot of time on social media, communicating with friends and such, as apparently do a lot of other people on the ship.
Now, I assume that housekeeping services aren't making the rounds. They're not going into your rooms to clean up. So how are you guys doing with, you know, fresh towels and other toiletries?
Right. So, yeah, nobody can cross in the threshold to come in the room. But we managed to, you know, kind of turn it in your own little space. We can put the used towels outside the door and we can still call our room steward and ask him to bring items. So he'll bring the fresh towels or fresh linens for the bed and any other sundries that they would normally be replenishing the stateroom with.
Oh, I see. Well, now, Princess Cruises said the quarantine end date remains on February 19th, which is next Wednesday. Do you think the passengers will be able to disembark on the 19th, given the number of infected passengers is rising day by day?
Well, at this time, really, all we can do is hope for that. We sit kind of with crossed fingers, believing that to be true, because contemplating something longer than that is really kind of too horrible to do. But every day it seems something new arises in the news that raises some suggestion that might not happen. For example, someone asked me today if I had heard that they were determining that the incubation period was now 24 days instead of 14. And I said, don't say that, because we really don't need to think about that now until we get it from an authoritative source, because it just is really 14 days is going to be plenty.
Well, Matthew, we wish you and the other passengers all the very best. Thank you so much for speaking to us. Well, that was Matthew Smith, one of the around 3,700 passengers and crew quarantined on the Diamond Princess cruise ship.